Hello, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Adrian. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
Hi, Adrian. John here. I have Jamishila Urban for Hair Relaxer, new claim.
Okay, perfect. You can go ahead and transfer her over.
Okay. Jamishila, I have Adrian on the line for you, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Hello, Miss Irvin.
Hello, how you doing?
Hi, Miss Irvin. Again, this is Adrian on a recorded line. I'm great. Thank you so much for asking. I'm gonna go ahead and ask you a series of questions here. So, Miss Irvin, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Yes, this person is on the phone.
Yes, so we're actually not
This is my
attorneys. We're
first time.
okay, great.
This is my
Thank you for
first
confirming
time.
that. And so you haven't, correct?
Yes.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm, correct?
Yes.
And have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer?
Yes.
And if I may ask, Miss Irvin, what exactly were you diagnosed with? What cancer?
It was called epithelial ovarian cancer.
Ovarian. And I'm very sorry to hear that, Miss Irvin. And you said epithelial?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that confirmation. And ovarian cancer. And who's filing this claim? Yourself, correct?
Yes.
And when were you diagnosed with cancer? What was that date?
It was July 18th, 2023.
I have 7/18/2023. And what age were you when diagnosed with cancer?
I was 37.
37. And what was your diagnosing
No,
doctor's
in fact,
name?
I had just turned. Yeah, I was 37. Yep, I had
Okay.
just turned 37.
37. And what was your diagnosing doctor's name?
Her name was Dr. Kuroki, Lindsay Kuroki.
And Lindsay, would it be Lindsey?
AY.
AY. Lindsay. And then you said Kuroki. How would you spell Kuroki?
It's Kuroki.
Of Kuroki, is that correct? Hello, Miss Urban.
Yes, can you hear me? I said yes, thank you.
Sorry, it's a little hard to hear you.
I'm not sure. Well, I hear you perfectly fine. Can you
Oh,
hear me now?
yeah, I can hear you better now. I don't know why I sounded a little muffled just a second ago, but did you go ahead and confirm that for me? Was it
Yes.
Kuroki?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Thank you for that confirmation. And then, can I get the diagnosing doctor's address?
It's Barnes Jewish Plaza. And that's St. Louis, Missouri.
And what's the address of
And
the
I believe
facility?
that is the address of the facility. It's Barnes Jewish Hospital, but that's the address too. It's
Okay.
one Barnes Jewish Plaza, Barnes Jewish Hospital Plaza.
Sorry, it sounds still a little muffled. I don't know if it's
Can you
okay.
hear me? I
Yeah,
said
there we go.
it's one. Yeah, it's the same name as the street name is the same as the hospital. It's one Barnes Jewish Hospital Plaza, and that's St. Louis, Missouri, 63110.
Thank you for that. I have, let's see, Barnes Jewish Hospital. One Barnes Jewish Hospital. I don't know why it was going It's going muffled for like at some times for a couple seconds, but I hear
I
you
don't
better
know
now.
why it's doing it neither. The other
Yeah.
person that I was just talking to said that I got it on speaker. I'm speaking clearly into the phone, so I don't know why it's
It sounds
doing it.
much, much better now. It sounds way more clear. But just a second ago, it sounded like you were 50 feet away. But hopefully, it still stays like this. I have.
Excuse me.
No worries. And then just to confirm, I have one Barnes Jewish Hospital in St. Louis, Missouri.
Barnes Jewish Hospital Plaza.
Plaza. Jewish Hospital Plaza. And then the zip code, just to confirm, is 63110.
Yes.
And then can I get the diagnosing doctor's phone number from you, please?
Let me see. I've got to look through my phone. I don't have her phone number. I don't know what her phone number by heart.
No worries.
Let me see. I'm looking to see if I do have her phone number. I don't even think I've ever had her direct phone number.
No worries. I just searched her name. I believe, is she a gynecologist? Same thing.
No, she's the oncologist.
Ostrich
So that's
gynecologist.
the wrong.
I see a Lindsay Kuroki education in Washington, St. Louis, Missouri. She
At the Washington High, so you know that she's probably there too, 'cause they're like connected.
I see.
Barnes and Washington. I won't speak for her 'cause I'm not 100% positive that she's at Washington University as well, but I know that she's at Barnes.
Okay, and let me try to search up the hospital after that. Hopefully it matches Barnes Jewish Hospital. So I did find it here. And you said you didn't have it. Is that correct?
Do have what?
You said you didn't have her phone number.
No, I don't have her phone number.
No worries. Would you like me to go ahead and put this one here, the one that I found here on Google?
Sure.
And then.
If I needed to contact her, I'd just always call the main hospital and get transferred over.
Okay. And then, Ms. Irvin, do you currently live or were you diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No.
Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
On average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
I use it like once every 2 months.
Once every 2 months, so would you say about 6 times per year?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and put 6 times since you said once every 2 months. And then what facility were you diagnosed with cancer? Was it the
At
one
Barnes.
Barnes Jewish Hospital?
Yes.
Sorry, a lot of
Yes.
these questions are repetitive, so I do apologize for that. I'm gonna go ahead and
Oh,
put
that's fine.
one Barnes Jewish Hospital, and that was over with Lindsay Kuroki, correct?
Yes.
And then, are you a resident of the United States? Sorry?
Yes.
And what is your date of birth?
6/29/86.
I have 6/29/1986. And then,
yes.
Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Did you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that also used hair relaxers?
I'm quite sure we did perms, but I can't speak for them. I'm not 100% positive, so I won't say.
Okay, no worries. And how old were you when you first started using hair relaxer?
Shoot, I've been using hair relaxer. I probably was around 26, 25, 26 years old.
Okay. Would you like me to go ahead and put 25 or 26?
You could put 26. It
26.
doesn't matter.
And
Yeah.
what state did you use hair relaxer in?
The state of Missouri.
Missouri. And when did you start using hair relaxer? What was that date? To your best estimate, to your best knowledge, what was the date when you first started?
Around 2011, probably around beginning of the year, probably, because I know because I had it. So probably around March 2011.
Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and put March 2011. And when did you stop using hair relaxer? What was that date?
Oh, that day was July 13th, 2023.
So I have when you started using hair relaxer was March 2011, and when you stopped using hair relaxer, I have July 13th, 2023. Is that correct?
Yes.
And how often did you use slash apply these products? Weekly, monthly, 4 times per year?
It was a like once every 2 months.
Sorry, it's this question here. I know it's a repetitive question, but it's a bubble in, so it's asking weekly, monthly, or 4 times per year. So it sounds like you did it more than 4 times per year. So would you want me to go ahead and put weekly or monthly?
I'd rather monthly because I
Okay.
did do it more than 4 times a year.
Correct. And how many consecutive years have you used hair relaxer products for?
12 years
12
at
years.
least. Yeah.
And did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Home.
Home. And do you currently use any hair relaxer products?
No.
Do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
No, that's not something. I mean, once you use it, you dump that immediately.
Yes, exactly. And what brand name products have you used?
Soft and Beautiful was the one that I used.
Soft and Beautiful. And what time frame did you use that product in? Like from what year to what year?
From 2011 to 2023. From 2023, I'm sorry.
2023. No worries. And I have 2011 and 2023. And did your cancer, so this is a yes or no question here. So did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? Yes or no?
Yes.
And have there been periods that your hair relaxer use was stopped?
No.
And if not continuous, please list all dates. It was continuous. So, when did you first become aware of the link between hair relaxers and your diagnosis? What was that date?
What do you mean? Because I started like suffering the complications like July 13th, and that's when I stopped taking it.
Okay. So, is that when you first became aware of the link between hair relaxer and your diagnosis? Is that when you like first became aware that it was linked? That it could, you know, be linked to.
No, I really didn't know that was linked. I just was taking precautions. I really knew it was linked when I was diagnosed, July 18th, 2023.
July 18, 2023 is when you first became of the link between your hair relaxer and your diagnosis, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I have 7/18/2023, and what type of treatment did you receive?
I had to go through radiation, chemotherapy, pain medication.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that, you know, with everything that you went through, Ms. Irvin.
Horrible.
And what was that date treatment? What was treatment date?
Treatment started July 23rd, 2023.
That was your treatment date of 7/23/2023. And who was your treating doctor? Is it the same doctor or is it a different doctor?
Yes. No, it was the same doctor.
The same
Dr. Kuroki.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Same address and phone number, correct?
Yes.
1 Barnes Jewish Hospital Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63110.
Yes.
Perfect. And then, do you have any pre-existing conditions or such as like diabetes, previous cancers, obesity, etc.? No?
No.
And can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, please, Ms. Irvin?
I'm female.
And what is your marital status?
Single.
And what is ethnicity of the injured party?
I'm Black.
And what is your height?
5'7.5".
5'7". And what was your weight at the time of diagnosis?
Oh, I had dropped down to about 153.
And your first and last name. Can you go ahead and
spell
that out for me?
Irvin. Yes, Jamishala Irvin. That's Jamishala. Irvin is Ervin.
Let me go ahead and confirm that with you. I have Jamishala. And then your last name, Ervin.
Is that all correct? N as in Nancy,
Irvin, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, correct.
Perfect. Thank you for that confirmation. And then, do you have a suffix at all in your name? Junior, senior, second, or third?
No.
No?
And
no. What is your profession? What is the profession of the injured party?
I'm a certified nurse assistant.
Certified nurse assistant. Oh wow, that's really interesting. I you know, when I was in college, I was thinking about doing that as well. Is it hard? I mean, I heard it was, you know, the studying and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's a heavy load. It's not easy. It's not easy at all.
Yeah, I bet.
It makes you appreciate it more though, that the people that do that, like, I appreciate my job, especially when I was in position where I needed people and I'm like, man, I know that I give this feeling to some to other people. So.
Yeah, and now you understand it now. Wow.
Yes, way better.
And then, Ms. Irvin, what is your social security number?
It's 492-927-421.
I'm going to go ahead and confirm that with you. I have 492-927-421. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And then your primary contact email, is it your first and last name, 2@gmail.com?
Yes, sir.
And your primary phone number, would it be 314-393-9593?
Yes, sir.
And the best time of day for the attorneys to reach you, would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning.
Morning. And what is your full address?
1031 Exacta Court, that's Florissant, Missouri, 63034.
Exacta Court is at EXACTA, and then
yes,
Exacta Court, and then would that be in Florissant, Missouri?
Yes, Florissant, Missouri.
Florissant, Missouri, in St. Louis County.
Yes.
In Missouri, and zip code is 63034. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then do you have an apartment number, building number?
No, it's a house.
No? Great. And then do you have any documentary support for your date of diagnosis, like medical records?
There will be at the hospital. I don't have them in my possession.
I see. And sometimes I do pull out those medical records with the social that you provided me. Sometimes they could assist you with getting that, but sometimes they do ask, you know, for you to receive them from the, you know, facility or the hospital where you were diagnosed or wherever the medical records are. So this is just a yes or no question here. Do you have a copy of the medical records for the injured party or for yourself?
No.
No, you don't?
No.
But they have it at the facility, correct?
Yes, the facility has it.
Okay.
And you're welcome to go ahead and pull those records from them.
Okay. But, and then here, do you have documentary support for your date of diagnosis? Like in your medical records, does it show like the date of your diagnosis?
Yeah, that'll be all in the medical records.
And then, but you do not personally have a copy of the medical records, correct?
No.
Okay. And then,
when you're going through something like that, keeping up with the papers is the last thing on your mind.
Yes, no, I completely understand. And it's a lot of, you know, paperwork, I bet, too. And then we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where the clients have become unresponsive. So, is there anyone you'd like to go ahead and put for your emergency contact?
Yeah, you could put Jimmy Smith.
And do you live with Mr. Smith?
No.
No. And you said
just
Jimmy.
My best friend, really close friend, yes. Okay, J-I-M-M-Y.
Okay. And then Smith, S-M-I-T-H.
Yes.
And then what is his phone number?
314-766-5495.
I have 314-766-5495. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you said that is your best friend, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. And then just a second here. We're just about to be done. I'm going to go ahead and confirm and double check that I have everything here spelled and everything correct before I submit it and send it over to you via text message and email. So just give me a second before I do go ahead and send that over to you.
Okay.
So again, I'm going to go ahead and send this over to you via text message and email. It's going to be a DocuSign. I'm going to walk you through it. It should only take about a minute or so. Once you do go ahead and do that, the attorney should be calling you within the next 48 hours. And then I'm going to go ahead and send you or give you their direct line as well. So that if you have any questions or concerns in the future, you could always feel free and contact either of us and we'll be happy to assist you. Okay, Ms. Irvin?
Okie doke.
Perfect. So let me go ahead and just confirm everything with you here. So I have, sorry if I mispronounce anything here. I have Jamishila Irvin.
Yes. Yep. Correct.
Perfect. I have J-A-M-I-E Shala Ervin, Earvin. And then I have the address 1031 Exacta Court, Florissant, Missouri 63034. Telephone number 314-393-9593. Email address is your first and last name, 2@gmail.com. Is everything there correct?
Correct.
Date of birth, I have 6/29 of 1986. Social is 492-927421.
Correct.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming everything. And then I just sent that over to you via email and SMS text message. So go ahead and put me on speakerphone so it'll be easier for you. And let me know when you have it open in front of you.
So should I open it in text message?
Yeah, whatever's easier. Go ahead and go open the text message. Click the link that's in that text message. And let me know when you have it open in front of you.
Continue.
Yeah, so once you click that link in that text message, it'll direct you to a new DocuSign webpage, and once that webpage opens up, you'll click a yellow continue button at the bottom right of the screen, but you may also have to click a yes button to allow consent or check a box that says I agree to use electronic records and signature.
Yep, I'm all in.
And then once you do all that, once you press continue, at the top right of the page, you will see a yellow start button. Go ahead and click it, and it'll direct you to your first signature field. The small yellow box, please click it, and it'll prompt you to draw your signature with your finger. Once you draw your signature in the box inside the margins, hit adopt and sign so you don't have to draw, you know, your signature for every box. So it'll just automatically, you know, upload it into every margin. So now
I got it pulled up now.
Sorry?
I said I have it pulled up and I'm doing those signatures.
Okay, great. Yeah. So just make sure the signature is inside the margins, inside the box. And then once you know you go through all that, you click the next, it'll prompt you to your next signature. And then once you get to the initial fields, you might also have to do the initials. Just draw your initials, tap on all the initial fields, and then just do the same thing, just like what you did for the signature.
Okay.
Then once you do all that, once you go to the top right of your screen, the yellow box should say finish. If it says next.
Yeah, it says you're done signing.
Okay, great. Perfect. Let me go ahead and just double check on my end here. Yes, so it does say you have completed it. So thank you so much for that, Ms. Ervin. I'm going to go ahead and now give you the direct line for the firm. So let me know when you have a paper and a pen with you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. So you are assigned to A4D, which is Pulowski, the law firm. That's the name of it, Pulowski. And their direct line is 909-906-3862. Correct. And again, just to confirm, I have 909-906-3862 for their direct line. And then again, they should be calling you within the next 48 hours. If they do not call you within the next 2 days, please go ahead and give that direct line a call, but they should have your information sent to their office. So again, I do want to thank you so much for your time, Ms. Ervin. Do you have any questions or concerns now while I have you on the line?
No, sir.
Perfect. Well, I will be sending you a text message right now, right after this phone call, with my direct line. So that way, if you have any questions or concerns along the way, you could always feel free and contact me via email, text message, or by call, okay?
All righty.
Perfect. Well, again, I do appreciate your time. I hope you have a great rest of your day and happy holidays.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.